Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. More information on the arrest of a triple murder suspect in Juneau County. Virgil Thu was arrested Thursday, 10 days after the bodies of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 were found by New Lisbon police in a home there. According to a press release from the New Lisbon Police Department, the Juneau County Communications Center received a report of a suspicious individual just before noon in Elroy, about 12 miles south of New Lisbon. A deputy dispatched to the location identified Thu and arrested him without incident. Thu appeared in Juneau County Circuit Court this afternoon for arraignment. He is charged with 8 felony counts, which include 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with 1 count modified to include domestic abuse, 3 counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and taking and driving a vehicle without owner's consent. He is also charged with misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer. Cash bond has been set at $5 million. Virgil Thu's next court appearance is scheduled for February 13th. A child care center in Toma abruptly closed this week, sending families scrambling to find care. Kids & Company was closed Monday. According to a statement, the lease for the property was terminated by the Toma VA Medical Center due to compliance issues with the lease. The daycare has had multiple serious violations in recent months, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member and failure to report the incident in a timely fashion. The center had a listed capacity of 40 children, according to state officials. Over 60 groups are asking state lawmakers to restrict wake boats on Wisconsin lakes. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Coalition to Protect Wisconsin Lakes wants the legislature to enact stricter guidelines on wake boats. The large boats create heavy wakes, allowing people to surf behind them. Critics of the boats say they're damaging lake shorelines and harming wildlife. Proponents claim they can be operated safely, but the coalition is asking for the boats to be banned on all but the largest Wisconsin lakes. A previous attempt at passing guidelines that was backed by boating groups died in the legislature last session. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced that the U.S. Department of Transportation is making an over $38.6 million investment into Amtrak's Borealis service, which runs from Chicago to Minneapolis with 8 stops in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. This federal investment will support new service rollout efforts of the Borealis service, which fills existing schedule gaps in Wisconsin's commuter rail service. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam targeting families caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reinen says the crooks show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks will claim that they'll set up consumers with free in-home services like free cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reinen says hospice isn't home care, it's a special end-of-life care, and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. A judge has ruled that a Wisconsin woman who stabbed her sixth-grade classmate to please the horror character Slender Man can be released from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser, now 22, has filed 4 requests with Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Bowen, seeking release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser withdrew her first petition in the summer of 2022. Bowen denied her second request in April 2024. Bowen decided yesterday to grant her release. Geiser and Anissa Weyer were 12 in 2014 when they lured Peyton Lettner to a Waukesha park. Geiser stabbed Lettner 19 times while Weyer egged her on. Lettner barely survived. Milwaukee police are investigating a threat against a high school. Criminal charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office after a 14-year-old boy allegedly made a social media post threatening to shoot up Pulaski High School. The teen was arrested following a report of the threat made Tuesday night. Milwaukee Public Schools released a statement which said MPS staff followed district protocol to ensure administration was able to investigate the situation quickly and identify those responsible. MPS also reminds parents and guardians to review rules outlined in the code of conduct with their students. A man accused of a fatal 2023 hit-and-run crash is dead just hours before his trial was set to start. WLUK-TV reports 62-year-old Daniel Sawyer was set to stand trial in Washera County Wednesday for the crash near Plainfield that killed one woman and injured another. But Portage County deputies say Sawyer died by suicide outside his town of Grant Home. Sheriff Mike Lucas reports Sawyer suffered a self-inflicted gunshot. A Leona woman pleads guilty to running over and killing her husband while drunk. 49-year-old Mary Terry pleaded guilty in Forest County Court Monday to drunk driving homicide. She was accused of driving over her husband, Donald Britton, in her driveway in 2023 and then dragging his body down the road. Britton was already dead when officers and EMTs responded, and Terry had a blood alcohol level of 0.29. The plea deal avoids intentional homicide charges. A man is dead after falling through the ice in central Wisconsin. Marquette County deputies say a man on a UTV went through the ice on Lawrence Lake near Westfield Monday. Rescue crews were able to pull the man from the water, but he died at the scene. The victim has not been named pending notification of family. Deputies remind everyone that the ice is still thin on many lakes and rivers, so keep vehicles off the ice until you're sure it can support the weight. Nearly two dozen Wisconsin manufacturers have been selected as finalists for the 36th annual Manufacturer of the Year Awards. The program recognizes the state's top manufacturers of all sectors and sizes for innovations, philanthropy, technological advances, commitment to customer satisfaction, and the quality jobs they create. It highlights manufacturing as the state's top industry, employing 1 in 6 Wisconsin workers and producing nearly $72 billion in economic output each year. The finalists represent the diversity and power of Wisconsin's manufacturing industry and its wide-reaching impact. Among the finalists in the mega category of 500-plus employees is Vark Incorporated. A total of 4 grand award winners will be selected, one for each size category: small, medium, large, and mega. The judges may also decide to honor a company with a special award for excelling in an outstanding area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to celebrate the outdoors this winter by joining a candlelight event happening across the state. These free to low-cost events typically begin around sunset and offer a variety of ways to enjoy the winter scenery after dark, including hiking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing, depending on weather and snow conditions. Many will include activities such as bonfires, hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments available for sale or by donation, and some will have open warming shelters. Those who would like to participate by hiking and snowshoeing do not need to have any experience. These events offer no commitment opportunities for first-timers and can help build connections with other outdoor enthusiasts during the time of year when many people stay indoors. Although the amount of gear needed varies, warm clothing with layers is recommended for all events. Trekking poles are optional and a headlamp or flashlight is recommended. Some properties may have other equipment, such as snowshoes or an outdoor track chair, available to check out. Contact the property to see what is available and to make reservations. Most properties will require a 2025 vehicle admission pass and or a state trail pass, unless otherwise noted. A state park daily admission pass may be available to check out at participating libraries. Find a full list of upcoming candlelight events and additional details on the DNR events calendar. Some events are weather dependent. Visitors are encouraged to check the events calendar or call properties directly to confirm if an event will be held. The latest winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle are Tuesday's winner of $50, Jamie Fogo of Richland Center on ticket number 130, Wednesday's winner of $50, Matt Williams of Richland Center on ticket number 102, Thursday's winner of $25, Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 89, and today's winner of $100, Chris Fink of Richland Center on ticket number 243.